G7ILP from the UK calling and standing by for any call. Yeah, G7ILP, good afternoon to you, sir. Thanks for coming back. Name this way is Kev, Kilo Echo Victor, Kev, located near Oxford in the UK. And it's quite a warm day today. Back to you. How's your weather doing?
Oh, it's hot and humid, and it was G7, and I should have known that. Talked to England many times on HF. Well, it's hot and humid here. And my name is Tom, and I'd say it's probably 80 or 85 degrees today, Kev. We're just going through the drive-through at the post and going to drop a letter off and then headed back home. And I'm with my wife, Bernice, and again, I'm Tom. Hope you're having a nice day.
Yeah, G7ILP. Okay, Tom. Yeah, all copied, and... Yeah, I'm having a good day, mate. Thank you. I'm retired this way, so, got plenty of time to, play radio and whatever. Hobbies, different hobbies. But yeah, it's been nice. And hello there to your wife. I didn't catch what her name was, what you said her name was, but hello there anyway. Hope you're okay there. And, I thought for a minute you're gonna say you're going through the drive-thru of, McDonald's, but no. Anyway, we just had our evening meal a little while ago, so yeah, we're doing okay. Back to you there, Tom, from G7ILP.
Our LP, this is November Zero Tango Radio. Fine business on all, Kev. Let me shut this other radio off in the truck here. We just went down and picked up 4 bales of straw for the garden, and trying to beat the rain, we got a bunch of tomato plants, and Bernice wants to put this straw on there to hold the moisture in, if you will. They're doing really fine this year. It varies depending on the year, but... We should have enough tomatoes and stuff in the garden to share with all the neighbors, and that'll make them happy. Back to you, Kevin, G7RLP in 0TR.
Yeah, okay, Tom. It's G7 India Lima Papa, yeah, ILP. Probably just the way I say my eyes, I think. Sound like R. Anyway, yeah, okay, fine on that. That sounds good. You're doing a good job there, and you and your wife. Very good. Yeah, I still didn't catch what your wife's name was. You said it a bit quick, really, Tom, but is it Melissa or something? I'm not sure. Anyway, I probably got it completely wrong. Anyway, my wife's name is Jan. She's in the other room. She does a lot of sewing and... craft work and all that sort of thing, you know. So she's busy doing that all the time, so she enjoys that, so that's good. She does that, and I do my radio, and got model railway here as well. OO gauge model railway. That keeps me busy as well, Tom. And I've got a few RC vehicles as well. They keep me busy as well. So, yeah, all good stuff. Right, back to you, sir. G7ILP.
ILP, this is in 0TR. Yeah, in my call sign, my name is Tom Rouse, so the TR kind of fits, Kev. I was very lucky to get that. I originally come from Kansas, and we've been down here for 11 years. We're about 14 miles northeast of Greenville, South Carolina, and on this wonderful repeater. I'll say good day to your wife, and my wife sends her greetings. She's got 9 sewing machines, and she's got every kind that there is, I think. She used to do seamstress work for the dry cleaners, and they picked up at 345 cleaners, so it kept us pretty busy. She did a lot of leather jackets and leather and furs and of all kinds, and even occasionally they would mess up something that had snake in it, and they would go to Kansas City and get a new piece of python or boa constrictor, and Bernice would repair their screw-ups, if you will. If they put the wrong kind of cleaner solution in there, it'd mess things up. So, I don't know if we're going to beat the rain or not. It's sprinkling a little bit here. And I'm not going to get out there in the rain and spread this straw. Back to you, Kev. This is N0TR.
Yeah, G7ILP. Okay, Tom. Yeah, hook up with that. Yeah, okay, on your wife doing this. Been sewing and seamstress and all that. Yeah. Yeah, my wife used to do sewing, and that was just when she was working, you know, seamstress and all that sort of thing. Overlocking and all that sort of stuff, you know. Bit technical for me. No, I used to be in electronics when I was working, so I keep my hand in there, Tom. And got a little workshop here and next to me, and got me radios and I got my railway, so I'm happy, you know, keeps me busy. It's all good stuff, you know. So there you go. So yeah, we've had pretty good weather today. It's down to 21 degrees C now, but it's coming up to 5:45 in the evening, so not too bad really, but it has been quite humid today, Tom. Back to you.
Well, she's going to go in and pick up some peaches, I think, here at the peach farm. And I'm going to sit out here in the truck and talk to you. We've been married 53 years, and I was an industrial electrician and electronic technician. You want my wallet? Okay. And did that for about 50 years. Somebody set their alarm off on their car next to me. Excuse me for that. Just as Bernice opened the door. But I worked on the very large machine tools all the way down to the little CNC lathes and things of that nature, Kev. And then I worked at a wheel plant for after that place shut down. For 4 years, and I worked at a printing plant for a year and got laid off and finally wound up at a hospital for a year and decided to retire. So we're both retired and loving it back here in South Carolina. Back to you, Kev.
Yeah, okay there, Tom. All copied, and yeah, fine on that. And so you're electrical man as well, yeah, electrical, technical man. Yeah, I like anything electronics and electrical, you know, and I'm always sort of trying to modify things or invent something, you know. It keeps your brain active, I suppose, doesn't it, really? But yeah, good stuff, mate, good stuff. And yeah, we've got three dogs here at the moment. We've got two of our own, and we've got our granddaughter's dog for a while. But they all get on well together, so they're all pretty good, so it's very good. So, yeah, there's never a dull moment. Anyway, back to you, Tom.
GR Mobile. Well, I love dogs immensely. And my friend Bill, N4IQ, down in Simpsonville, a few miles south, about 16 miles south of us. Bill has these great big, and I'm going to call them English bulldogs, and if he's on there, he could correct me. But boy, whenever I've been down there, you got to be careful, because those things, they're like a piece of leather, and they'll just completely knock you down if they're... And I'm getting old. I'm 73 years old, Kev. But, I love them. They're beautiful dogs, and he walks them every day. and is a real gentleman if you ever get a chance to talk to him on here. So the wife's in here at Fisher's Peach Farm, and they have the peach orchards here, and she goes back and she buys what I call the used peaches, and really it's not. It's the ones that got a bruise or something on them. She says they're riper and they're better, so who am I to argue with the War Department, you know, Kev? Back to you. G7ILP and 0TR.
Yeah, okay, yeah, G7ILP, okay, Tom. Just had to wait for the ident on the repeater there. I'm using Echolink, by the way, which you probably guessed anyway. And just using the little unit I made up myself. And I got a Yaesu mic fixed to the mobile phone. And it seems to work quite well. It seems to match it okay anyway. And I'll use it on Zello as well. Is Echolink, but yeah, it's good. But yeah, all good stuff, Tom. Yeah, I was just looking where you are, and yeah, you're right on the East Coast, aren't you? Really, well, Greenville's in a bit, isn't it? But a friend of mine told us about this repeater, Jeff, he's KCACYB, Jeff, and. Not sure exactly where he lives, near Greenville anyway. And I talked to him on Zello, but he said about this repeater is pretty good, so I put it in my Echolink and I give a call for it occasionally, you know, to see who's around. Okay, back to you there, Tom, from G7ILP.
LP and 0TR returning. Yeah, I've heard you talking before with your friend, and I didn't want to break in because it's pretty precious when you get to talk to friends like that from across the pond there. And if anyone wants to break in, they're very welcome to break in. It's an honor to be able to talk to you over there. And what do you do for hobbies, Kev? Do you you got a lot of places to fish over there, I'd say. And I used to, but I've gotten so old now I don't do very much anymore. I just kind of talk about it. My friend Bill, N4WHM, lives down on Lake Hartwell, and there's about 1,500 miles or so of shoreline. And that's about an hour's drive from us to the south. What about 3.5 hours from Charleston, if that gives you an idea, inland? So we don't suffer too much from the hurricanes, at least why so far. And like I said, we moved here from Kansas, and we wanted to be near our daughter, who's an engineer for General Electric, and our son-in-law is an engineer for our local machine tool business, and the grandsons, of course. And we had lots of terrible weather back up there in Kansas, Kevin. Or Kev, back to you, G7ILP and 0TR.
Yeah, G7ILP, okay, Tom. Yeah, that's Tornado Alley, isn't it, where Kansas and all. I got a map of the states on the iPad here, and I was just looking at the different places, you know. And, yeah, Kansas and Oklahoma, and all in the Tornado Alley, aren't they, I think. Yeah, but, yeah, well, I suppose you've done a good move there, really, Tom, getting over to the east and out of the way, really. Better weather, I suppose, isn't it? Yeah, but, yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah, my hobby is, you know, obviously radio. I've got loads of radios here, loads of them. And I make up stuff myself as well, and, you know, fiddle about, you know. And I've got model railway, OO gauge model railway, next to me here as well, which is quite a good layout. I've been working on that over the last couple of years. And I also do RC, RC cars and trucks, you know. And I've got a couple of planes as well, RC planes and a few little helicopters. So got quite a bit to keep me amused, really, Tom. Back to you.
Fine business on all there, Cam. Well, my close friend W4DJW does a lot of that, and he's flown a little bit of everything, the RC helicopters and drones. And Steve, KN4VWA, he's into that a lot. There's quite a few on this repeater. Bill, N4IQ, he's done it before. And always wanted to, but back in the days, I didn't have the financial ability to get into it very much. I tried doing it when my brother and I went to Vietnam, and we would rotate every few weeks down to Cameron Bay, and him and I built this great big, and it was flyby, it had wires on it, and it had about a 40-inch wingspan, so I went on patrol for, when I come back, he'd already crashed it, so that kind of ended that entertainment while we was over there. Anyways, back to you, Kev.
Yeah, G7ILP. That's the trouble, isn't it? With anything flying, it's liable to crash. I had a nice Spitfire model, and only flew it once, Tom. Flew it once, and it was going around lovely. You know, I had it flying around the field, and all of a sudden it just decided to take a nosedive. I couldn't do anything about it, and it just went straight into the ground at nearly full throttle, and it's an electric one, you know. But it just buried itself into the ground, and that was the end of that, really. It just, mucked it all up. But, I enjoy, you know, the RC stuff. I got some military vehicles, six-wheel drive ones, you know. They're like crawler vehicles, you know. They're good. And they go over anything, really, you know, any obstacle. They climb over it in the garden and that, you know. But, I like the planes as well, but it's just having the right conditions, really, you know, the weather and all that, and it's a bit limited, really, you know. But, yeah, but my other passion, I'd say, is model railways, and I've got plenty of locos here and plenty of stuff on the layout, and a lot of that I've done myself, or, you know, electrical stuff, you know, signals and electric points and lighting in the coaches and all that sort of thing, you know, so it's good. Yeah, it certainly keeps me busy, Tom. Back to you.
Business, Cam, G7ILP and 0TR. You sound like you're really enjoying life, and that's good. My dad started out for the Kansas City Southern Railroad up in Kansas. I think their headquarters were Shreveport, Louisiana, but they went clear to Kansas City. He started out shoveling coal as a fireman on the steam engines. And not long after that, they went to diesel locomotives. So I used to go over and take him his lunch, and I'd get to ride around in the yards with him on the locomotives and the switch engines and various ones, and they would be fueling them and putting sand in them, and I get to go in the lunchroom, and I'd take his lunch to him, and I get to go in there and sit there and talk to him, and I remember that strong smell of diesel, and it was a good time in my life. So I love trains. And we have guys on here that, I think Steve, PWA, does a little bit of that for his grandkids. I think he's building a model one. And I'd get to ride on the passenger trains for free when I was a kid. I had my own pass on the KCS Railroad when they used to be passenger trains. And, oh, that was quite an adventure for a kid that was between 10 and 16 years old. there hasn't been much propagation with the sunspots lately, but I still look forward to it coming back. G7ILP in 0TR.
Yeah, G7ILP. Okay, Tom. Yeah, I don't do HF transmitting anymore. I've got rid of my HF gear. But I never done CW at all. I did nearly learn it at one time to pass exam, but I give up on it in the end. But they done away with the requirement, so you didn't have to do CW anyway to get the full license, so that was okay really. But yeah, I enjoy listening to HF though, Tom. I listen on web SDRs, and I've got shortwave receivers here, and some I made up myself, and all sorts really, and I love listening to it, so sideband and that, you know, so it's good. Anyway, I'll let you go, mate, and yeah, it'd be nice chatting to you, and perhaps catch you again on here. I occasionally pop on here and give a call, so anyway, all the best there, and stay safe, and all the best to you and your wife there, Tom. So thanks for the chat. G7ILP.
Well, fine business, Kim, and the pleasure's all mine. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. You have a wonderful day and a wonderful life, and we'll talk to you down the line. 73 from N0CR, and I'll be clear.
Yeah, okay, N0CRG7ILP. Okay, Tom. Yeah, all the best there, and yeah, stay safe, and thanks for the contact. G7ILP. Bye.